time for Licking on Lending.
Welcome, everybody. Good to have you with us.
Welcome to Licking on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update providing up-to-the-minute information on interest rates, loan programs, and hot industry news, all related to the mortgage industry. Brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. To participate in today's program, our guest call-in line is 646-716-4972. And now here's your host of Licking on Lending, David Licking.
Let's begin.
Welcome, everybody. It is Monday, January 15th, 2024. Happy Martin Luther King Day, and honoring that amazing man and all that he did for our country. And especially at a time now, we have the Iowa caucuses going on this evening. And so we're back into the throes of our democracy. And what a great day to honor Martin Luther King and his accomplishments and his contribution to us, our nation, and many things I'll talk about here in just a minute. The markets are closed today, but we're here as we are every holiday. It doesn't matter what the holiday is, we produce and publish a podcast. So many of you are taking the day off because the markets are closed. At least some of you are, not everybody. We've had a few client calls this morning already, but it's good to be with you. Again, this podcast is created by mortgage professionals. It is for mortgage professionals, and we're so grateful to have you as our listener. Again, our commitment is to bring you timely information that you can listen to anytime and anywhere. And we bring that information to you in an audio format. We're going to be doing more and more streaming, but it'll always be primarily delivered and listened to on an audio basis. But just for SEO, we're going to probably go more and more video. But anyway, I want to say thank you all the thousands of listeners for supporting the Licking on Lending podcast. We have been recognized as one of the top podcasts in the nation. Companies like FeedSpot and Good Vibe Squad. I want to say thank you to them for putting us at the top of the must-listen-to podcast for the mortgage industry. Thank you so much, listeners. Thank you so much, FeedSpot and Good Vibe Squad. Appreciate you guys so much. Also, grateful for our sponsors, Byte Software. I love the way these guys work. They are a highly configurable LOS system that's got robust process controls. It's flexible integration tools. There's a lot of things we could talk about Byte, but the thing that I like best is what their customers are saying. And we're recording some podcasts that you'll be sharing about from their users about why they selected Byte, and also insights about the industry from Byte users. We just interviewed Aaron D. of Loan People. That was a really interesting. We'll be releasing that podcast here shortly. And you're going to hear her talk about her as a startup. But many companies are selecting Byte because of the shorter contract period, the much more affordable, the configurability, and all the aspects, especially when you look at the leading LOS system out there, which is really just locking people up in expensive contracts, not being flexible. They're flexing their muscle. And is this the time to be flexing your muscle? You want to work with someone who will work with you. Check out Byte Software. Also, another company that will work with you is Finastra. They have approach to loan originations, the loan way they do their whole tech stack. That is open architecture. Now, a lot of people say they're open architecture. Finastra takes it to another level. Check out Finastra, the number one fintech company in the world. Also, Total Expert. Love these guys and the way they go about things. There's not a company out there when in the CRM space that is intentional or as robust in what they offer. They're more of an enterprise solution, although companies of all sizes can use them. They're the only purpose-built CRM and customer engagement platform that creates growth and loyalty for the modern lenders and financial institutions. More and more people are using them also for servicing retention, their MSR retention. As we see interest rates falling, it's important to have a solution that will help you support you and your efforts to retain your MSRs. Also, Lender Homepage. This is an all-in-one AI-powered platform that provides a seamless front-end solution to the mortgage business of all sizes. They help you connect better with borrowers, convert more traffic to leads, and close more loans faster. Also, Truv, it's an income and employment verification system out there, and it's a leading industry that has leading industry coverage and conversion with over 90% of the workforce covered. Check out Truv, T-R-U-V, and the best part, they're 80% cheaper than the leading competition. Also, Angel AI, I love what Pavan is building over at Angel AI. I was with him on Saturday listening to his vision. We went to dinner. He was in Austin speaking at a conference. Had a great time to gather. I just love being around innovators, people that really think out of the box. And Angel AI is that. Here's the best part. It's free. Did you hear me? Yes, free. Now, if you close a loan in Angel AI, there's a modest fee for the use of it. But you as a loan originator, and more loan originators are doing this, is they're logging in and getting a login at no cost. And you're able to then challenge your underwriter if they're giving you a saying you have to have a requirement. You can run it through Angel AI, and it'll come back and give you arguments for you to go back and give to your underwriter. Some underwriters are going to learn to hate this thing or get on board with it. I recommend you get on board with Angel AI. I love it. Also, the MBA, need to become a part of the MBA, everybody. What they do for our industry is just so good, and we all need to support that. Also, two other organizations we're real proud to be a part of is Lenders One and the Mortgage Collaborative. Both of these co-ops, mostly independent mortgage bankers. Some banks are in there, credit unions are in there, but they really get together in a smaller setting where we get to know each other and talk about each other's issues that they're facing. And it's a much more collaborative environment. So check out Lenders One. They got their conference coming up first full week in March. I'll be in there in LA Live out in LA, as well as a Mortgage Collaborative a little bit later in the month in March. They have theirs. I'll be at that one as well. That's in Louisville. Both are excellent, and I'm a member of both. I recommend you to consider being a member of both as well as the MBA. Also, Knowledge Group, what a great learning management system. You need these kind of tools, folks, and it's so affordable. You need a learning LMS, learning management system, LMS, to be able to help support your team and grow it. Also, iEmergence, I love what they are doing there at iEmergent and giving you intelligence, business intelligence as to where the loans are, what markets, where are they going, what are the fastest growing markets, who's doing business in those markets. Mobility MMI and Modix, both our sponsors, also do the same thing. iEmergent just has additional information. The Mobility MMI and Modix, again, have a little more current information, more up to date on what who's funding what, but all of these sponsors are just so integral to your business. We use them all. I'm honored to have them as sponsors. I want to say thank you all sponsors very much for being here. Last week on Thursday, we released the podcast with Richard Harris of Trust Engine with the topic, Borrower Intelligence Platform, Opportunities and Understanding Borrowers' Needs. This week, we will be releasing the following podcast on Wednesday, January 17th, 2024, with Jeremy Foster of Calc and Amy Smith of Alcova Mortgage with the topic, Different Vendors, Different Outcomes, Picking the Right BBYS Provider. Many of our regulars are taking the day off today, so it's just myself and Alan Pollack. Love Alan Pollack for dialing in. What a faithful guy to be here on Martin Luther MLK Day. So appreciate all of you. Let's get out to this week's MBA Mortgage Minute with the report from Adam DeSantis. What do you got, Adam?
Hi, I'm Adam DeSantis. This is the Mortgage Minute, the latest news from the Mortgage Bankers Association. Last week, HUD Secretary Marcia Fudge appeared before the full House Financial Services Committee at a long-planned oversight hearing for HUD and FHA. Questions directed at Secretary Fudge included some that were suggested by MBA in keeping with our long-standing advocacy on key topics of concern, including the potential for changes to FHA's single-family life-of-loan mortgage insurance payment policy, the need for changes to FHA's assumable mortgage rate program, and the potential for FHA to transition, like FHFA, to a bi-merge credit report system. Secretary Fudge also answered questions on the potential for a near-term government shutdown, the Basel III endgame proposal's impact on the mortgage market, the adoption of energy-efficient building codes, her receptivity to the financing of ADUs, and the ongoing conservatorship of the GSEs. MBA will continue to work with HUD and our congressional allies to advocate for policy changes that positively impact our members and their customers. That's it for this week. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Adam DeSantis. Appreciate you being here, faithfully turning in a recording every week. That's what the MBA does. They show up faithfully every single day. We need to be supporting and be sure to sign up for the Mortgage Action Alliance app where you can support MBA's efforts that are on the Hill making a difference. And also, again, sign up to become a member of the MBA. You do not have to be a member to have your voice heard through the Mortgage Action Alliance app, but recommend you do so. Anyway, good to have you all with us. So excited about today's TM Spotlight because there's some good news about mortgage rates in here. Les Parker's here with this week's report. And as always, he's got a music parody. Les, I'm so excited to share this with our audience. Here we go.
TM Spotlight Soundbites is brought to you by PowerSeller, making hedging easy.
China, does your deflation hurt now? Sometimes rates feel a little glad. Since the U.S. PPI fell, China's exports increased, and year-over-year Chinese CPI dropped, does that mean China exported deflation? Short-term rates like the two-year Treasury notes are convinced falling inflation will cause the Fed to ease significantly during 2024. Mortgage rates are not too concerned about inflation either. Fundamental signs support declining inflation momentum and weakening growth among the advanced economies. As a result, look for rates to drop about 20 basis points by the end of January. Please don't let signs be misunderstood. These views are mine. Figure it out at tmspotlight.com.
Yes, Les Parker. Rates are dropping. That's great news. Like Alice says, I write down what Les says because, man, he's one of the most accurate guys at guessing where interest rates are going. Alan, it's good to have you on the podcast. You're here with me today. In fact, you're the only one here to meet me live today. So we're going to get your thoughts in. Yeah, it's amazing how hard Les works, Alan, to get these right. And you know what a student he is. As someone who's worked with him, talk a little bit about that because he really works at it. And then, of course, Gary Cantrobone that teams up with him to get that produced in such a wonderful way. Let's give a little love to Les today. Talk about him behind his back.
I think what people probably don't realize, because unless you really sit and think about it or you've done it, is the amount of effort that actually goes into producing that 2 or 3 minute spot. One is definitely on Gary's side. And then he has to work with Les and get Les to sing in tune. There's probably a whole bunch of retakes. So clearly Gary's got his work cut out for him. They do it each week, so they've got a rhythm going. But for Les, even though he pays attention to the market all week long, he's really got to spend his week thinking about, it's the same for all of us co-hosts, David. You spend the entire week thinking about what will I talk about next week and bookmarking stories and facts. So the financial markets are definitely, they move quite a bit and there's news every day and there's economic reports and forecasts. So Les has to stay on top of it, and then he has to figure out how to put it into a parody. I'm sure he's got a random Apple Music playlist or something that comes up with songs. Maybe he's on Spotify, but yeah, a lot of work goes into that 3 minute segment. And Les is one of those guys where he cares about what he does, and he's so methodical about it. Yeah, I've had the pleasure of working with him. He's a great guy.
You've worked with both those guys, and they're both top professionals.
That's right,
and I love it.
Absolutely.
So sending a little love to you, Parker. That's what we're doing. Good old, our mutual friend, Alan, is joining me and sending you some love. So we appreciate you doing that. More importantly, listeners, pay attention to it. Sign up for the Mortgage Action Alliance. Excuse me. Correct that, Ben. Do a little editing around there. I'm reading something above. Be sure to sign up for Les's TM Spotlight newsletter. You can get the paid version for free. Love paid versions, especially when they are free. You can get that by signing up with the code word power. So when you're signing up for the letter, go to tmspotlight.com. When you're looking to sign up for the newsletter, put in the word power where it says the code, and it stands for Power Seller, of course, and you'll get the daily newsletter, paid version or free. It's the best newsletter. It gives some of the best insights. Here's what it'll do. It will challenge you to learn more. Les uses market terminology. It's going to make you more intelligent as you start reading and using Les Parker's newsletter. Good job, Les Parker. Appreciate it so much. Folks, Matt Graham is taking the day off. The markets are closed, so we're giving him a break. Nice to see the end of the rally that happened on Friday. Again, markets are closed today, so we'll see how the markets open. But again, Les in his report talks about and has been saying that overall trend will be down this year. And we've learned to have a lot of faith in what Les says. He checks with guys like Doug Duncan, which is one of the most accurate economists in the industry, also checks in with all of them and then puts together his own thoughts. And we're excited about it. So, Matt Graham, hope you have a great MLK day off. And you do a great job with MBS Live. We're grateful for the partnership with you. Be sure to sign up for mbslive.net. And again, you use the code LOL to get the extended trial period without putting in a credit card. You want to do that. Dave Kittle's taking the day off. He texted me earlier. He was going to try to join in, actually. I appreciate that. David is in a three-hour meeting. He has a board meeting today, so he could not join us live. But one thing that I love about David Kittle, and we share a lot in common, is our view of the world, a view politically, a view of how this thing should be. What I want to talk about a little bit is the famous speech by Martin Luther King, and it is "I Have a Dream" speech. This speech was listened to over and over again and played. It's one of those iconic speeches like the Gettysburg Address that will be played forever. Now, what's so significant about this, and Simon Sinek brings out in his book, It Starts With Why, is something that each of us as business owners, originators, anyone doing business, what is your why? What is your purpose? What Martin Luther King did not say, and then I'm quoting and really focusing in on what Simon Sinek brought out, is he did not say, I have a plan. He has a dream. And I think what we need to do as lenders, especially whether interest rates are going up, going down, wherever they're going, we need to have a dream. What is your dream? I was just talking to Bobby Nicely over at Alcoba Mortgage earlier today. We were talking about coaching and how important coaching is. They just were working with someone and it happened to be focusing a little bit too much on the money. The problem with making money, nothing wrong with making money, but it should be the result of you profiting on your dream of helping others, rather than the dream of just making money. It's too self-centered, and we need to make sure that why we are doing what we're doing each and every day when we suit up, show up, go to work, is it is helping someone else achieve their dream. That was what Martin Luther King was about. It was a civil rights movement that was going on at the time. It's still going on. It hasn't. We need Martin Luther King's speech, I Have a Dream, more than ever before. Especially as we go into this election season, never have we been more divided as a nation. At least it feels so if you listen to the press. I'm actually more and more suspicious that we're not as divided politically as the press would have us believe. There's a lot more of us that are a lot more aligned. We're going to see that this year in this election, and it's going to be pretty interesting, to put it mildly. But I Have a Dream speech. I have listened to it earlier this morning. And in honor of MLK, Martin Luther King, and I also am reminding you to make sure your dream, why you are doing what you're doing, make sure it's a dream to help others achieve their success in this industry, whether it's an underwriter supporting originators, whether it's originators supporting consumers getting into their first home or stepping up into their next home, whatever it is, make sure that you are helping others achieve their dream. I guarantee that you will be successful. Alice Alvey wrote me earlier that she and her husband Andy are doing some fun things today, so wish them well on this special day. So appreciate Alice Alvey and her reports. Be sure to check out all of Alice's reports on our website. You can go to the section on our website where it's all downloaded. You could have all each one of the contributors to the website. We have their segments downloaded in each of their files. So you could just go through and binge in on Alice or Alan or Les or any one of them to see what they're saying. Let's get a word in from one of our newest sponsors, Kelk.
A new year means a new market and all the old obstacles. According to Redfin, 1 in 3 homebuyers paid all cash for their home in the latter half of last year, the highest share in nearly a decade. Cash offers are more attractive to sellers, and thus price out buyers who need home loans to finance their next property. This problem is only going to get worse as companies like Arrived, a fractional real estate investing firm backed by Jeff Bezos, enter the single-family rental space and gobble up housing inventory. At Calc, we believe in giving people a quality of equity, and that's why we developed the Trade-In Mortgage to help lenders win deals for clients who are up against investors. With the Trade-In Mortgage, our lending partners are able to help their borrowers use their equity to make non-contingent offers that can compete with all cash offers. The result is better bids on homes, peace of mind for clients, and ultimately, more successful sales for mortgage providers. With 2024 shaping up to be another competitive year in the housing market, you need to provide products and services that give your clients a leg up. The Trade-In Mortgage is a fully compliant, fully integrated nationwide solution for lending officers, brokerages, and lenders to add to their arsenal. To find out more about how you can help your clients bid like the big guys and buy their dream home in 2024, go to tradeinmortgage.com.
Joining me live is Alan Pollack. So good to have you here, Alan. Love the fact that you are faithful to dial in. It's good to have someone to talk to when you're doing a podcast, to have someone else to bounce some ideas. Thanks for the kind words you said about Les Parker. But let's get in today to the weekly tech update. What you got?
Oh, boy. It's good to be here. Happy New Year to everybody if I haven't talked to you, even though we're a couple weeks in. Here's what's interesting, David. I've got a startup that I'm a partner and investor in, and it's actually not in mortgage. It's in healthcare. Oh. And I spent a week in Houston, Texas, and had all kinds of meetings with different partners and different folks that'll be involved in the business. And what's interesting is it's not very different than the mortgage industry. The data security, the technology, the artificial intelligence, it's like being in another dimension. So it's like the same, but different. There's high regulation in some areas, low regulation in other areas. I learned what goes into underwriting. I learned how plans that you get as a company or as an individual get worked out based on data factors. And folks like Milliman, for example, that are heavy in mortgage are also heavy in healthcare. And so the industries are just so similar. So I thought that was very interesting. So for any of you that are in healthcare or have ever been, you'll understand what I'm talking about. And I'll bring some more updates, David, on what I'm doing. I think some folks will be interested. There's definitely some connection to the mortgage industry, but let's talk mortgage industry. And at the beginning of every podcast, I have a joke or something interesting or funny. So I'm going to start you with an interesting statement that I saw online, David. You ready? I have two of them. The first one, if someone gave you a room of everything you ever lost, what would be the first thing you'd look for?
Great question. What would I look for if I had a room of everything I had lost? Yeah, it's something electronic, I'm sure, because I'm so hooked on electronics.
Okay. I think mine would be the bag of money I buried somewhere. I don't know where I put it.
So you're a bit of a leprechaun. You buried your money. All right.
So the next one, you ready, David? This one hits hard. Let's gear it towards mortgage. This is for all of the people, right? The CEOs, the SVPs, et cetera, that hired tech people. Let's focus this on tech and thought they were going to be somewhere, right? You ready? Unspoken expectations are premeditated resentments. How do you like that one?
Oh, that's a great statement. Unspoken expectations are
premeditated resentments.
Resentments. Wow.
So you can't just hire, right? Yeah. You have to hire, train, culture.
And then be curious about what their expectations are. What that speaks to is, were they curious enough to even look into what that person's personal goals and expectations were? That's really good.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk vendors. And I know everybody reads the Rob Krisman report. God, he has such good content, funny jokes. I stole this, or I borrowed this, we should say, right out of his report. And I always like this company. It's called OptiFunder, O-P-T-I Funder. They're stating they're the only systematically decision warehouse funding platform where they manage allocations, they automate the complicated process. Just stated in 23, they successfully automated 400,000 processes from funding through loan sale for their clients. And they're saying about 40% of top IMBs use their platform. That's a cool technology. That's something that solves problems. It saves time. It helps you allocate distribution across different warehouse lenders, and the speed to close and the speed to cash, right? That's a very big deal. So if you're not using OptiFunder, check it out. I thought it was a great item that Rob had in there. David, the CES show, the Consumer Electronics Show, I talked a little bit about it on my pre-recorded version last week, but let me tell you, now that it's over, everything from smart mirrors to, this one's for the folks that listen to our program, it's a Belkin auto tracking phone stand. So you put your phone on it, and if you move and swivel around your chair, like your office there, David, you've got screens and you can move left and right. By the way, we call that swivel chair integration in the non-integrated world. It'll follow you. It'll auto track you, which is cool. So check that out. There's a GE Smart indoor smoker. So if you like smoking, you want to do it electronically inside, you can smoke in your house. JBL has a wireless mic for all of you podcasters out there. Hyundai has an air taxi, a big deal in healthcare. There's a brand new continuous glucose monitor that's called a CGM. You've seen people, they've got that little device on their arm or on their side. It's constantly tracking what you eat and the content of sugar. I've used them before, David. They're fantastic. But more and more in healthcare, There's a device that you can drag on your forehead and your chest, and it can identify your temperature. It can look in your mouth, like an endoscopy with the doctor sticks in your throat. I forgot the name of what that was. But anyways, all kinds of cool tech coming out in the healthcare side. And so that's interesting. And then there is a case. If you remember, David, when phones came out and they weren't the flip, but they got a little bit bigger and they had the keyboard and that little tiny letter, that full keyboard, it's called the Clicks case. And you can snap it on your iPhone. It makes it just a touch longer. And there's a full keyboard on the bottom, which is cool for those of you that want the, if you go thumbing, let's call it thumbing. So anyways, the CES had a lot, there was a lot of smart homes. So in real estate, homes, people are investing more in their countertops and the smart appliances and the lighting. There's a countertop, David, a quartz countertop that has charging built into it. So you put your phone on top of it in a certain area and your phone will charge right through the countertop. All kinds of cool stuff. So by the way, I think it's open to the public if you buy tickets ahead of time. So if any of you are interested in being there next year, it's in Las Vegas. You definitely could skip one mortgage conference and head out and check out some cool stuff. Let's talk about FICO scores. So cross-country mortgage has become an early adopter of FICO score 10T. And they're saying it's the most predictive score. Anyways, they're doing it and they're supporting all of their non-conforming loans. So check that out. Very interesting. We're going to continue to see a change in FICO scores and how our industry uses them. Remember, David, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about how the price of a soft pull single score is going up and close to the almost the price of a full tri-merge. So our industry is so far behind on the FICO score models.
Yes.
Let's just charge more and let's give them a new model. So I'm not a fan of what's going on there, but one of those things we just have to deal with. Just like the result of many of the football games. I know we have a lot of Dallas Cowboy fans that listen to our podcast. And man, this is the season of head coaches getting fired.
Bill Belichick is,
All right. AI tools. We bring up a cool tool every week. David, Fireflies. I think you may use it. I know others. I've used it. Man, this thing is so cool. Even if you're not going to have a meeting, just set up a GoToMeeting so you can have Fireflies turned on. A Zoom, a Google Meet. Anyways, it records everything. But the best part is it summarizes the content. It's searchable. So if you want to just start tracking and not writing things down, even if they're your one-on-ones with your staff or their team meetings, just turn the thing on. Fireflies is awesome. There's a bunch of them out there similar.
Yeah, we dropped Fireflies because of the way their licensing was. It got, you invite a member and says, invite one of your team members. They fail to disclose that it's going to charge you immediately another big chunk of money. And our annual fee started jumping up dramatically. I go, how did this happen? No way. So I wouldn't say it's deceptive, but I would definitely say that it was not transparent. So we moved over to Avumo. And I got to tell you, that is as strong as Fireflies, but even stronger. I think the point of it is there's going to be a lot of leapfroggy in this space of when you're having a technology listen to your calls, summarize it, bring you notes, all to bring you the to-do items. We're going to see a lot of continued growth in this area. And it's something that I think everybody should be using. The thing that I just got that I'm so happy with is the Plaud, Plaud. It goes on the back of your phone and you turn a switch on and I can record the conversation. Of course, I'll tell everyone, hey, do you mind if I record this? Because I can't take notes because I'm driving or I'm out and about. And then it transcribes it just like Fireflies or Otter or Avuma. It is Plaud, Plaud. Check it out. As thin as about two or three credit cards stacked on top of each other, about the same size. It, through the magnetic, it just attaches to the back of your phone. You hit a switch and it works. It's instant.
That's very cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. And it goes into an AI app that does the same thing as Fireflies and the others. And that doesn't do it quite as elegantly as Avumo does or as Fireflies, but really does an amazing job summarizing, creating a text of the whole discussion. And then the nice part is you can pull notes out of that. How many times are we out and about, Alan? You travel a lot. And how many times are we out and about and wished, gosh, I don't have a piece of paper to write down all the notes for this conversation, but so you scramble to remember it all. And I don't know about you, at age 73, my memory isn't quite, the recall isn't quite as sharp as I'd like it to be. This has solved that problem. So check out Plaud.
Absolutely.
Plaud. Really happy with it.
Very cool. Thank you, David. So let me ask you a question. We can talk about what I left off last week, which is when looking to DWTUT, decide what to do with technology, where to use technology, or we can talk about an article that was inside of Housing Wire about multiple tech leaders and their thoughts about AI and cybersecurity and what's next.
Like, I love looking at what's next, what's looking forward.
All right, let's get there.
There's so much. I'm really so impressed, Alan, with Angel AI and what his vision is. It's such a significant game changer. But I'm wanting to look at who else is out there. But there is more things happening than we have seen in a long time.
Absolutely.
Coming to market.
All right, let's do this, David. Let's cut it in half. We'll do some today and we'll follow up on some of it next Monday.
Perfect.
And yep, here we go. So this is called What Tech Leaders Think About AI, Cybersecurity, and What's Next. And don't forget, I have an interview with a cybersecurity person coming up very shortly that will get played.
Share on our podcast. Good.
Absolutely. All right. So this article interviewed 17 tech executives since the Housing Stack newsletter was launched in September. Let's name a couple of them. And if I botch any names, I apologize ahead of time to you. So Adam Carmel, Poly's CEO, he said, when I was in lending, I think I always overestimated the impact of technology or software a switch in technology would have in our business in the first 6 months or a year. But then he's always underestimating the positive impact and ROI tech would have over a 2, 3, or 4 year period. So ultimately, Adam is just saying that he loves how technology shows itself into the industry and then how over a few short years, it makes such a large impact. Let's talk about Rich Wydell from Princeton Mortgage. He sees some owners working groups and somebody will bring up a tech and either they'll have a great success that they're struggling with or they'll have a great success that they're struggling with. So either or, they are each other's compadres. Summarizing his content here, he said that you can see the same technology deployed in different cultures with different processes and how it sometimes works and sometimes doesn't work. So you have to ask, are we utilizing the technology to its fullest capacity? And is it a tech problem, a people problem, a process, or some combination? Rich Wydell, what a fantastic comment. Holy crap. That's exactly what we talk about, right? Get into a group. You're not talking contract and price. You're talking ROI. You're talking, how's your team using it? How do you become more efficient? How do you help homebuyers get in homes? So Rich, that was a fantastic comment. Let's move down, David. Tim Bowler, the ICE Mortgage Technology President, he says, as a technology provider, we want to find a better way to show the ability to repay so the ultimate investor in that mortgage or the insurer feels comfortable with it or without having to retain massive amounts of personal information on a multi-decade basis. So what he's saying is that without putting information at risk, AI can help get through tons and tons of content and information to make us all smarter on a dime. Let's go one or two more, David. This is Jimmy Kelly from Lone Wolf Technologies, president and CEO. He said, I think there's still a kind of old school mentality. It's face-to-face, belly-to-belly style business. There are a lot of agents today that still prefer having their customers sign contracts manually, and he's right, with a physical signature. And there are some states or even some geographies within states that still mandate it. But it's weird because in our view, that's a thing of the past. Digital signature in electronic form is more secure, much more faster, and more efficient. So great comment from Jimmy. There's definitely people that still have that old school mentality. By the way, there's buyers of homes, homeowners, borrowers that still want to talk to somebody. I think the next generation clearly is digital and mobile first, but it doesn't mean that they're not confused when that transaction comes. So clearly face-to-face is still going to be probably the biggest threat or slowdown, if there could be, to moving to fully digital on the closing side. And then David, this one was great. This is John Ashley at PRMG. He's the CIO. He says privacy is a huge area in Europe with GDPR. They're pretty far ahead of us, but our government is catching up really fast. The biggest thing is the web and state of regulations. Companies that learn to navigate the privacy landscape are going to have a really strong competitive advantage, but it's not an easy landscape to navigate. We wrangle with it every week. What he means is you can go use a whole bunch of different AI models online, but you're putting your data, information, your borrower's data automatically in a cloud, and it's not your cloud. So when you want to leverage an AI model, you have to consider your own AWS or Microsoft Azure space or your own servers. Or if you look at PCI compliant technology and HIPAA, very secure, you can put servers in those type of compliant areas with all the different systems around it. Anyways, that is something, David, we're going to see in our industry for a while. Security is a big issue. And what is AI crunching? And by the way, the other thing is you put something in AI, it just spits something out. It has no empathy. It needs the rails. It needs, so it can't discriminate. It needs all of those different things. So anyways, let's end on those today. There's a lot of great other comments in here. Well, some focus on leveraging. We'll talk about it next week. Happy MLK Day to everybody with a major amount of respect. And thank you for listening to the technology part of our podcast.
Yeah. Thanks for joining in live. It's always good when we have live people here. It's so much fun. Again, we're going to be recording some podcasts with Mark Helm, who's a senior executive partner here at Transformational Mortgage Solutions. We'll be talking more about loan servicing, MSRs, hold them or fold them. This is beginning really to be a hot issue right now. And so Mark's going to be coming on and talking, and we're recording a series of podcasts. Really looking forward to this in the weeks coming ahead. So anyway, coming up, that wraps up this week's weekly mortgage update. Thank you so much for listening. Again, thank you all very much for making it possible that we'd be there winning the awards that we are, or the most listened to podcast recommendations that are FeedSpot and the Vibe are putting out there about us. And it's all because of you listeners. And of course, guys like Alan and the rest of everyone that's here regularly providing content. Appreciate it so much. Thank you to everybody. Again, thank you to our sponsors, Byte Software, Finastra, Total Expert, Lender Homepage, Truv, Angel AI, the Mortgage Bankers Association of America, Lenders One, the Mortgage Collaborative, Knowledge Coop, iEmergent, Mobility, MMI, and Modex. Thank you so much, everybody.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.